Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
COVID-19 is spreading across our state, whether you're in the city or a one-stoplight town.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
All the latest agriculture news and market information every weekday in the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and in the right-hand column, click on subscribe to the daily email and we'll meet up in your inbox.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. Well, the cattle market should be more stable here in 2021, barring any major disruptions. That's according to Dr. Daryl Peel, OSU Extension Livestock Market Economist. It's a traditional time of year for Peel to provide a cattle market outlook for the farmers and ranchers that attend the annual American Farm Bureau Convention. But due to COVID-19 concerns, the AFBF convention was online this year, and Peel was a featured speaker talking about those markets.
The only thing we've had really in the way of sort of new data significantly was we recently received the November trade data. And again, didn't change in a big picture sense things a lot, but we did see very strong beef exports reported for November, which again, I think is an indication kind of what we expect going forward after the disruptions that we had earlier in 2020. By the end of the year, we could sort of see our way clear to resuming a little bit more, typical or expected kind of pattern. And so it sort of reinforces the idea that I think the trade picture will continue to stabilize and be supportive in 2021 with a modest rebound in exports this year. In the November data, imports were off a little bit, again, pulling down that year-over-year increase that we will have for 2020. But it's moderating at the end of the year. And as we go into 2021, probably continue to see, moderation in that. So the overall trade picture from the standpoint of both exports and imports should be, it looks to be more positive at this point, barring any sort of major new disruption that might jump up and affect things.
In terms of the future herd dynamics and corn prices, Peel doesn't think higher feed prices will immediately change the dynamics much.
I don't think we would necessarily see an immediate impact of higher feed prices sort of changing the trajectory, if you will, of the herd dynamics that are kind of in place. It will kind of temper them a little bit depending on where we end up with feed prices. And obviously, in addition to the global markets that are driving demand right now for feed grains, it's going to depend obviously a lot on what kind of crop year we have. So the weather impacts could be a big factor. Unless those things get a lot more severe in and of themselves at this point in time, I don't necessarily see a lot of change in the herd dynamics.
Once again, that's OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got farm news on Ron.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.